We continue Beisar Hashem Yisbarach Simon Reish Beis Sif Tes. Kain Shu Yashin Ba'ol Shesh by Mace. If a kain is sleeping in a home where there's a mace, Shetuma Nechnasis Ba, and he's sleeping in a room that is not, as we learned in our previous year, separated from the Tuma. V'yef Shel Saga Ba'adai Limnoyas Tuma. It's impossible to close off that room from Tuma penetrating. Tzrichim La'kisa L'frisha Shiyach Misham. He should be woken up that he should leave that room. From Shaykh of Aram, that he's sleeping without any clothing, and if as soon as he knows, he has to immediately leave, Ein Lahagigoy, we shouldn't tell him, because at the end of the day, he's a Shoyig, and therefore, we have to take that into consideration. What should be done is that he should be told to leave, without telling him exactly why. Should have an opportunity to put on his clothing. The goal of Kvar Abrius, that he should leave the room without any clothing, obviously is very embarrassing. As soon as he's aware of the Tumah, he may not remain there. Until he puts on clothing, but he has to leave right away. And the halacha that he has to leave right away applies even if he's in a room where he's learning Torah or he's a place where he's davening or he could be even doing duchening. All of those are not acceptable reasons that he should not leave immediately. That the halacha is that even a nochri gives off tumah. Everybody agrees that certainly one a nochri may not be touched or move when he's not alive. The question is about tumas oil. And therefore, a kohen should be careful not to come in contact with the burial space of a nochri. Certainly we have to be concerned that there might be a person who wasn't religious but Jewish buried there. Shemuma dinik Yisrael, because he has the halacha of Yisrael. If there was a child born from a non-religious Jewish woman, and the father was non-Jewish, but that child we know is Jewish, and may be buried in Dina Kama Yisrael, he has halacha like Yisrael, and he may be buried in that cemetery. Sefir Aleph, Muta Koyin Latam L'Kroivim, a Koyin can become Tamei to relatives, U'mitzvah Loi Latam L'Hem, not only may he, but he has the mitzvah for him to do so. Ve'elein Akroivim, who are those relatives? Ishta, his wife, Harui Loi, a woman, if the kohen married a woman who halachically he's allowed to marry, Yaviv Imai, his parents, Benai, his son, Bitai, his daughter, V'achiv, his brother, V'achosim, Yaviv, paternal siblings, Shayu, Benai, Kayama, they have to have been viable individuals, not a nafel that was born and didn't survive 30 days, Avil, Safik, Nefalim, and even if there's a question if this child, Rahman's son, who passed away was or wasn't a nafel, Enematamah. Once his sister got married, the halacha that a kohen is obligated to become tamei is no longer applicable. Yesh Oimrim, Hadam Mutter, U Mitzvah Latam L'Kroivim. There are those that suggest that the mitzvah for kohen to become tamei by relatives is Dafgal Tzarech Kvurav. He's needed to help in the burial of a Havilei Aron Tachrichim, or to help bring the Aron Tachrichim that are needed for the Nifter. L'kein b'Shabbos, and therefore, according to this opinion, she'ef shalei kavra by Shabbos, where we can't do any burial, b'yayim aso tamalai, then under those circumstances, the kohen cannot become tamei to the Nifter, afil k'dei l'shamrei, even if his goal is just to do a shmir on the Nifter. V'nochan l'hach m'kein, and there is room for such a chumra. Mi'il tzarchi kvura madi, mi'il tzarchi kvura, if the mift, it's doing, what the kohen is doing is to help arrange for the burial, madi mitzvah tamlehem, then there's a mitzvah for the kohen to become tummy under those circumstances. Vafilu yesh chevra kedisha, just ask him, even if there's a chevra kedisha who is available, v'vayinim, ask him, klal, and he's still not, and he's not available, mutter, he's allowed to get involved. Mutter liyashlusha mabayis, he may be in the house. Therefore, halach is, just like we learned, that when a person is nifter, the minig is that his son closes the eyes of the nifter, that halach is applicable by kain as well. Shem yitzach is a dover, kain may be in the home, because the kain may be needed to get involved in the kfur of the mace. V'edem etam l'kroivim, but he's not allowed to become tamei to the kroivim, only ela achi yosem akailu, until the burial is completed, v'loy achkach. That's one of the reasons why kohanim are buried at the edge of the cemetery, so that as soon as the kfur is over, the kohen can immediately be out, leave the cemetery. Sif yudbeis, kohen sheparsha avoyso medach etzibur, if a kohen's parents or relatives are not acting in the Jewish way, enem etam loy lahem, the din that a kohen should become tamei does not apply there. Loy lemisha abadatz v'ladas, nor does it apply when the kohen's relative committed suicide. The kohen komi shemus abner lov, wherever there's a situation that the nifter is a type of a nifter that there's no hilchas avelis, enem kohen metamaloi, the kohen should not be mekam tamei for such an individual. Sifyot gimel, enem kohen metamaloi karv, el kushu sholem, the loch of the kohen only becomes tamei when the body is whole, loy kushu chaser, even not when the it's missing limbs. Ukein yeshem medayim metamaloi harig, some suggest that if the person who passed away was murdered, the mikri chaser, that automatically is considered chaser of nachal la'achmer. In these halachas, many are more lenient, but one thing is certain, that Rahman Slan, there's a limb of a person, of a relative, that is being buried, the kohen has no right to be metam himself under those circumstances. Sif yudal, yesh kehanim ajoitim, there are kehanim who aren't acting properly, the noigim lechus akivrei tzaddikim, they go to the kfarim of tzaddikim, baimrim with the suggestion shekivrei tzaddikim ainim betamim, because they say the kivrei tzaddikim don't express tuma, v'tos subyideim, it's incorrect, v'tzrichlam chasbahem, and one should protest, kohen should not do that. Sif tezvov, k'shem shekohen mezoshlo l'tamei, just like the kohen has to be careful not to become tamei. Kach mushar magdol malktanim. The adult kanim have to teach the ktanim that they may not become tamei. Shnema emal kahanav amarta midik sif shtei amiris. The pasuk used the word emar twice. Omar twice. Dorsher ben asenis zochon levrocha lahaze gadol malktanim. V'dafka l'tmoisim v'yadayim. That means dana lichnas boil a mace. The kohen, we may not allow the kohen of a cotton to enter the same house where there's a mace. Av makot metam ma'atzmai. If the cotton is doing it on his own, ain't tzarech lafrishoi. We don't have to actively take him out. However, ach megiel chinuch. Once the kohen has come to the age of chinuch, yesh lafrishoi. We have to actively separate him. Veishes kohen muberes, the wife of a kohen who's pregnant, materes lekohenes lo elameis, even though she may be carrying a boy. Sif tazvav tazayin, hakahanim enim yichayim lekov lekrove emeis, she maru lohetzis emeis from kohenai. The kohanim cannot force relatives of a nifter to take the nifter out of where he's laying, kadesh shichnasu lebateim, in order that the kohanim should be able to enter their homes. Im loy, kishkoinu cholim, unless the situation is that the kohen himself is unfortunately not well, sheni yochalotzus mebeisoi, and he can't leave his home, so there the other people who live in that house should do whatever they can to get the nifter out, so we shouldn't cause this problem for the kohen. Then kohen is a kohen loitz is a mace. We could force the relatives to remove this nifter, kadesh lo yova achoyle de issa deraisa, in order that the kohen should not violate an issa deraisa in remaining in that home. V'amesu nefel, if the nifter is a nefel, then kohen is a b'chol inyan, fil b'shabbos, we force the relatives to take the nifter out of the house, even on Shabbos, take him out, I dare to come through Nachrim. The Aruch HaShulchan already writes that Bizman Azeh, that people, when they pass away, are taken away by the Chevra Kedisha. So nowadays, one should be much more careful with this halacha, that nobody could claim that they have to leave the nifter in the house. They should take the nifter out of the house, so the kohen should go in. Of course, we also have to mention that a kohen, there's an issue with a kohen flying on a plane in which there is a nifter, and he should always, the kohanim should check if there, if niftarim are being transported in a plane. The Paiskim say that a kohen may travel on a plane even though the plane may be flying over a cemetery, but if he knows for certain that the flight takes the plane over a cemetery, that's much more of a complicated issue. The kohen may go on such a flight. Sim Reish Gimel, Elazar Karav Atinik Misablim. Al Shiva Kroivim Chayovim Lisbal Abel. For seven relatives, is one obligated to have a velus, to act with a velus, over Vimai, his parents, Benoi Bita, his children, Ochav Achosoi, Beiman Ab, Beiman Aim. Siblings, paternal and maternal siblings, and even if his sister was married, it doesn't change the halacha in this situation. Couple, husband for a wife and a wife for a husband. Other relatives also have to act some level of avelus. Ba'atzman, Shur Rishon Ad Achas Shabbos, the first week until after Shabbos of the passing of the relatives. Shein Rechts B'chamim, they shouldn't wash in hot water. Ve'em B'sham K'tzas B'kdem, they shouldn't change the clothing. K'may B'shar Shabbos, like they do every Shabbos. Ve'ein Kol HaKroivim Shabbos Zeh, this does not apply to all relatives. Emhoi Sheni B'Sheni, a second generation to a second generation. Ben B'noi, Ben Bita, grandchild, Loivish Kol B'gdei Shabbos, Chos M'Beged Elyon, they put on all the Shabbos garments besides the outside garment. V'chama v'chamaisai, in-laws, avi avi v'avi imai, grandparents, v'kene isha v'chameh v'chamaisai, a woman on her in-laws, v'avi avi avi amah, the great grandparents, en lov shem rak sunus levoina, they only put on a white shirt that Shabbos. V'isha gam tzof lovin, and the woman as well. The minig is that during that week they don't go to the bathhouse, not to wash their hair. They should not go to anything outside of the to eat outside of the home. After Shabbos, everything is permissible. The general rule is that if they're relatives that are posel leedus, if they're such close relatives, that's when this applies. These halachas apply relatives who are previous generations or for relatives later generations. There's also leniency in this halacha that it only applies if this relative is in the same city as the person who passed away, as the relative who passed away. If they're not in the same city, then this halacha will not apply. When we have a child that we don't know if he came to full term, if he died within 30 days of birth, even though he looks like he's completely mature, that he was a completely full carried out child, and karmelov there's no kriya, ve'ed oynemelov there's no aninus, ve'mis abmelov shum dav sofik nefil there's no shiva, ve'meis la'achesh loshim yoim if he died after 30 days, v'afilu b'yoim ashloshim ve'echad even on day 31, karm shnosh nalebab karmelov ve'oynemelov mis abmelov. That means even though it's not 30 full 24 hours, it's not 30 by times 24, but it's day 31, then already we do Kriya, Rahman Slam, Va'anan Alav, and Misabna Alav, unless we can know for certain that he was born not at the ninth month, but in the eighth month, Shulav Shurak ben Shemana Chadoshim. Vim Yidir Babirush ben Tish Chadoshim. If we know for sure that this child was born to full 9 months, Kigoyin Shabal Pirush, if the parents only had relations once, Adevin Noilat Chai, the Tish Chadoshim Gemurim, and then he was born alive 9 months later, Afilam Meis B'yom Shneilabai, so we know that this child came full term. Even if he died on the day he was born, Kainan Alav, Vainan Alav, and Masamna Alav, then all the halachas of Avelis apply. Tayamim, twins, Shemes Echmem Tachloshim, one of them passed away during the Shloshim, Vafilu B'yom Shloshim, even on the day Shloshim, Vashani Chai Lach Shloshim, and the second one lived a little longer. Loimrim Medezer Chai Lach Shloshim, Gamarishnei Ben Kayavim, we don't say that the status of one affects the status of the other, Elam Samolov. The one that did not make it to day 30, we don't have Avelis. Sif Hey, Ger Geyerus, Shinskarium of Nayim, if people became Gerim and with their children, still Elam Samolov Zalzer, they don't have Avelis one for the other, because Ger Shinskarium, a Ger that becomes a ger is kikotin shenoladomi. It's like they're not halachically considered relatives. The kurva shosbehem, and therefore their relation, even though biologically they're very much related, and a kurva is not considered a halachic relationship.